Hey everyone, it's Tom. We've got a cool little game you can play if you go over to our website, www.talkaranriod.com. It's a survey pitting two random Wheel of Time characters against each other and asking you to vote which character is more of a main character in the books. The combinations are nearly endless, so keep voting as much as you'd like. We'll reveal the final results in a special episode soon. Remember, vote early, vote often.
Fear not, everybody. Tom bought a new computer, so he should be here for the whole time.
We hope.
The whole episode.
So far, he's been here the whole time.
So there's like a blackout.
Yeah, right. Did you see a meteor come through the wall, the last thing you see?
Tom's just like, son of a bitch must pay.
That's right. The next day, after we recorded the last week's episode, the computer just would not turn on at all. That's not good. But then it turned on in the afternoon. I was like, okay, I don't know. Like, it's clearly like there's like a something inside is not connected the right way anymore.
That's what they said about my grandfather.
Yeah.
God.
Let's start the episode.
Sure.
Welcome to Talk Around Riyadh, the Wheel of Time showcast. I am your host, Joe Perry, here with my co-hosts, Jen Isgrow, Tom Kokoza, and his new laptop. How you doing tonight, Jen?
I'm doing great. I feel like I had something that I wanted to talk about, and it just went right out of my head. So, we're here.
We're queer.
We're not queer.
We're not queer.
Yeah, so welcome to our show. Anybody new? We had a lot of new people joining our Discord, so if any of you are new, welcome. Welcome to the oldies as well. Thank you for being extra supportive. The people who've been here.
That's not a term of endearment.
Oldies, you know what I mean. The new piece of the oldies.
What is it, CBS FM?
Balls.
No, like the...
We play your favorite oldies.
The standby people that are always here. Thank you to everyone. And I'm going to pass it back to you, Joe.
I'm going to pass it to Tom and see how Tom's doing.
Jen don't want me to talk about myself. Sick of it. Too many years.
More.
Yeah, no, I'm doing well, Joe. It's a fun week, as you mentioned. I got a new laptop. Everyone who listens to the show over the last few weeks have probably been like, oh, wow, Tom's been really quiet for 5 minutes, and that's because my computer has been rebooting in the middle of us recording. So, yeah, after it died this week, I was like, oh, I gotta get a new one. Just came in yesterday. Look at it. It's on. I haven't been...
Look at it.
Beautiful.
Show it to the camera, Tom.
Show us.
Okay.
What? You can? I didn't think that was possible. Oh, look at it.
Yes.
Wow.
So Jen asked before we did the show, she's like, oh, what kind of computer do you have? Or maybe Joe asked, I don't remember. And I was like, oh, it's same computer.
same computer I bought the last two times since I've started this podcast.
A more modern version of
that's
yeah,
true.
But
The next generation or the newer model.
That's it. So yeah, let's do a show tonight though.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about, but I'm not sure what yet. So that'll be interesting. We're doing a little free for all show because I think it was a busy week for everybody. I think we didn't really get a proper topic together, and then we were trying to like figure out if there were any characters we haven't deep dived into yet that were cast. And Tom brought up Elaine, which I think you brought up last week before the show started, and we were like, no, it was, or maybe it was Jen.
I also don't remember doing
Yeah, we did episode. An Elaine episode, so we weren't going to talk about Elaine again. So unless you want to talk about Elaine again, but I think I've had enough.
We'll talk about her tonight.
Couldn't find an episode title that would have been related to her. So there must have been like some news or something that happened that week that the episode title was about.
So the Elaine episode was, and now I'm going to break everybody's nonsense up.
Talked about this already. I said it must have been while my computer was restarting because I wasn't in that
the
conversation.
Whole episode.
It was a long time ago. So this was 66 episodes ago. This was back
like over a year ago.
February of last year we talked about Elaine.
That's like 2 years ago.
And what was it called?
I don't know what the name of the episode is. I don't have the titles in my notes here.
Oh, I'll find it.
I'll find out.
You got it.
It was episode 131. If you want to go look it up, Jeff.
Oh, I'll just go on the web. Oh no, the
website. No, I'm just telling you. Like, if you go on the.
I got it.
Oh, he's got it. Okay. What is it?
No.
You don't have it in mere moments. You don't have it. You're gonna have it.
Yes, I'm gonna have
it. Okay, he's gonna have it, everyone.
But while Tom's looking that up, Jen, what's happening?
Oh.
Tom, did you find it?
Yeah, let me do the what's happening, and then I'll...
I thought that was like a sad reaction. Oh, what's happening?
Go ahead, Tom. You didn't like the name of the title.
What is it?
I'm embarrassed that I missed it because it's clearly about her. I do like the name of the title. Lady Elaine.
Lay across my big brass bed.
All right, Jen.
Okay.
What's happening?
Happy early birthday to America. This is what's happening. There was a ton of stuff happening on social media this week, but most of it had to do with gorgeous cast members posing during their press junkets. So we'll talk about that later in the news segment. However, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this week's hashtag hen news. Juliet Howland writes, I haven't had much time to be at home in the garden with the girls recently, so today I took some work outside and they joined me. Maple, Perryhen, Avi, and Nevi. My mini Maple, though now far from mini, sat beside me. She is very sadly partially blind now following an illness 3 weeks ago. The same illness that little Rue had. It was awful at first as she could hardly see at all, and she nearly met her maker. But she's now doing amazingly well, she's finding her way around. Both coops have been adapted to her needs. And though she pecks at air quite a lot, she eventually finds her food and water. And beautiful Pollyanna was a wonderful guide chicken to her in the first week. They stuck together, and if Pollyanna ate, Maple followed the sound and found her way to the food, too. The same with water. Fascinating to watch. Hens are amazing. Go, Maple! Perryhen is loving life and spread herself out in the sun on the ground beside me. Avi, with a very muddy face, my funny, quirky Avi, popped up beside me on one side. And Nevi then popped up on the other. I don't think she likes selfies. But my darling Pollyanna was tucked away in the shade. She's very unwell, and it looks like it's either an internal abscess or cancer. Doing all I can, but it's not looking great. She has amazed us in the past, though, so... fingers crossed emojis, lots of those. So just to start off, she hasn't had a lot of time to spend with her hens lately. So maybe a certain Two Rivers mom is preparing to go back to her village? Maybe?
Ooh.
We hope?
Well, right, we talked about last week, right, that the extras casting call for August for soldiers and villagers for like a week-long shooting, which we all surmised was the, something going on in the Two Rivers, whether it's the big battle in the Two Rivers or just other scenes in the Two Rivers. We should follow Juliet's whereabouts in August and see if she goes dark for a bit.
Yeah, I definitely want to keep an eye on her.
Okay. Just I didn't mean it to around. Be
not physically.
See, yeah. See where she goes.
There's people we hire to do that for us.
If we don't see hen news for
we're not creeps.
6 weeks.
We just hire them. No.
Maybe we'll know.
I'm only kidding.
That
we don't
she's
hire
not
anybody.
Home.
I feel like they should do a documentary about Juliet Howland and her hens, and I would watch it every day.
Maybe we should do it.
We should do it. I've never done a documentary, but I'm sure
we'll do it. Docu-hen-tory?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Shut it down.
What would it be called?
Would
it just be called hashtag hen news? The documentary? Hashtag hen news, the docu-hen-tory.
Yes.
Sure. There you go.
A docu-hen-tory. Okay. I mean,
a docu-hen-tory.
You don't want to be so presumptuous to say that it's the only one.
It'll be the only documentary.
I want to Google
the preeminent documentary.
Documentary.
It's just this is kind of sad that her
not coming up.
That is it Maple?
Yes. Maple is the one that went partially blind. Yeah. Pollyanna is the one that's sick again, and she was the one that had the egg yolk peritonitis a couple of weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know if this is related to that or if this is something unrelated.
We need to get a vet on the show one day.
Yeah, we do.
tell us like all about
specifically
hens.
A chicken.
We'll have to get a vet for the documentary for sure.
You know, it'd be great if we get Juliet on the show one day.
We can
Let's
get
keep
Dr.
our fingers crossed
Pohl.
On that one.
We'll get Dr. Pohl
who?
On the show. Dr. Pohl.
Dr. Pohl.
He's a veterinarian. He has a TV show. It's quite entertaining. My dad likes to watch it. So I went over to my parents' house one day and he was watching it. And I was like, what is this we're watching? And it was like a marathon or whatever. And I was like watching it. I'm like, oh, wow, you know, this is actually kind of entertaining. He's like a vet in like Minnesota or...
Oh, I've never seen the show. Michigan? I thought it was Alaska just because there's always snow.
No. It's like Michigan. Maybe it's Michigan. Yeah. But he's a vet and he deals with all kinds of animals, you know, farm animals and domestic animals. Like someone even brought in their pet rat to him.
Wow.
So there you go. Anyway.
Interesting.
Let's move on from that.
Well, that was it. Oh. Okay. Forget it. No. Let's keep moving.
There's no time.
Welcome back to another edition of Where's What Origins. And oh, wow, I actually have something to share with you all. We got our hands on the script. We don't know if it's the real script or if it's the final script, but a script, a version of the script for one of the missing What Origins episodes. Now, don't ask me how I got it, because I'm not going to tell you. But what we're going to do for you now is we're going to read the script. We're going to do a table read of the script for one of the missing Where's What Origins. I'm sorry, now I'm just saying Where's What Origins. One of the missing What Origins episodes. All right, so here it is. We got news for you, finally. I'm going to tell you the name of the episode. Give me one second. It is called Legacy of the Golden Sun. All right, here we go. We're gonna read through this. I'm going to set the mood. Some music.
Ooh.
All right. Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Now I'm ready.
Interior, Malkier Village, day. A peaceful village in the kingdom of Malkier. Children play in the streets, while adults tend to their daily chores.
In the age when darkness crept across the world, there existed a kingdom known as Malkier. It stood as a beacon of hope and strength against the forces of the shadow.
Exterior, Malkier City Walls, day. The city walls of Malkier, tall and imposing, protect its people. Brave soldiers patrol the walls, their banners bearing the golden sun of Malkier fluttering in the wind.
For centuries, the kingdom of Malkier thrived, guarded by courageous warriors who dedicated their lives to defending their land.
Exterior, Malkier Royal Palace, dead. Inside the Grand Malkier Palace, King Alar, a noble and wise ruler, addresses his council of advisors.
The shadow grows stronger, my friends. Malkier must stand strong against the encroaching darkness. We shall not falter.
Exterior, Malkier Borderlands, day. Warriors in golden armor, led by the legendary warrior Lan Mandragoran, prepare for battle at the borderlands of Malkier.
Among those warriors was Lan Mandragoran, the uncrowned king of Malkier. With his unwavering spirit and fierce determination, he inspired hope in all who fought alongside him.
Exterior Malkier, battlefield day. The battlefield is a chaotic scene of swirling shadows and clashes of steel. Malkier's warriors fight valiantly, but they are outnumbered by the dark forces.
But despite their valor, the forces of the shadow proved overwhelming. Wave after wave of Trollocs and Dreadlords crashed upon the kingdom's defenses.
Interior Malkier Royal Palace, night. King Alar and Queen Isamaya, both wounded, stand atop the palace ramparts, watching as the city burns and their people evacuate.
Our kingdom, our people, we must ensure their survival.
Malkier will not perish, my love. We shall forge a new path, a new hope.
Exterior Malkier ruins day. Years have passed. The once proud kingdom of Malkier lies in ruins. The golden sun banner, tattered but still flying. A young child orphaned by the fall stares at the wreckage with determination.
Malkia may have fallen, but its spirit endured. Its legacy lives on in the hearts of those who remember.
Exterior Malkier Hills, day. The child, now grown, stands on a hill overlooking the land that was once Malkier. He takes up a sword and raises it high, the golden sun reflecting in his eyes.
For the fallen kingdom of Malkier, its people and their sacrifices shall forever echo through the wheel of time.
Fade out. And there it is, people. One of the lost Watt Origins episodes. Now, I did notice there were some interesting inconsistencies with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lan was there fighting.
Yeah, I didn't know he, as a baby, he led an army. That was pretty cool.
Apparently he led an army as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed that they had the name of Lan's parents wrong. King Alar and Queen Isamaya. I believe his parents' names are Akir and Liana. So I don't know what these people are doing. I guess they're changing the history. But what are your thoughts on this?
It's not what I expected. I guess I go with that. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Like when Lan's like on the, I guess it's Lan right at the end, on the hill with the sword. Like, wouldn't he be in the middle of the blight then if he's looking over like his kingdom? Like the hills are in the blight. Show.
It's like a really tall hill that's like up out of the blight. We didn't see that on the show, but.
So I have a theory.
It's like so high, it's out of the branches.
Maybe this is an earlier version of the script, and they created the whole thing and then realized it was all bullshit and wrong, so then they had to redo it, and that's why we haven't gotten the episodes.
They're like, wait a second.
This is all bullshit and wrong.
That sounds like the dialogue that's in this scene.
Oh, any day now, we will get the episodes. The real episodes, and this segment will die.
No.
Like the kingdom of Malkier did.
But then it will rise again.
It may. I'm sure it will. Yes. Oh, that was a wonderful reading. Thank you both for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's talk about some news. We do have a little news to talk about, although it's not too interesting or exciting. But we're going to talk about it anyway. No, actually, it is exciting. So the Wheel of Time had its press junket this past couple of days. We saw lots of posts of people in the media. They were posting on social media that they were going to be interviewing the Watt cast members for the press junket. We saw some cast photos. Madeline Madden posted some photos, and Kira Coveney posted. I think even Yosha and Marcus posted some stuff on their Instagram stories. So this is exciting. People got to talk to them, which means that we're getting really close, which we already know, right? We're officially about 2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, from the release date. So
I don't want to wish away the summer, but...
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you both, is this a sign that we're going to be getting the trailer very soon? That's what I was trying to figure out.
I mean, I hope so. I think that it's a sign that maybe they're starting to at least ramp up marketing a little bit more. And I mean, I think we'd have to at least get the trailer by August 1st, right? Like at least a month out. So I think it could be any time between now and then.
I asked Geekieri what the timeline was from when they did the press junket for season one to the trailer, and it was 20 days. Now, not that, you know, that's obviously doesn't mean it has to be 20 days, but that would bring us into, you know, July 20th or so. Is it going to be that long before we get it?
Tom,
do you think we're going to get it soon? I thought we were going to get it by the end of June, so I was clearly wrong.
Yeah, no, I think that I wouldn't be surprised if it did come next weekend, you know. I don't know if we're going to do it 4th of July weekend. Which I guess technically this is. I hope, and this is more selfish hope than anything else, that it comes before WattCon, so that we have something new and exciting to talk about there. Yeah, I think that we're going to get it soon. Although, I also saw this this conversation happen a couple of places, and I think that this may be part of it, right? As we know, we've talked about on the show, the Writers Guild of America is on strike. members of the show or members of that guild, right? Including Rafe. And the Screen Actors Guild will possibly also be on strike soon. And if that's the case, then the cast members won't be able to promote. Now, not all the cast members are members of the Screen Actors Guild. Only a few of them are. But usually there's a solidarity that kind of broaches guild lines that happen in this case. And like, there's a reason that a lot of the major studios are not going to be at San Diego Comic-Con this year or not have a presence. And that's because they don't know if they're going to have anybody there to promote anything. And they don't want to just have like Kevin Feige there by himself saying, hey, this is what we're doing next year. Right. Or whatever. So I think that there's a little bit of like, hey, let's get press for this now and get it ready and get it kind of banked. And we can use that if we need to over the course of the next 6 weeks or 8 weeks in case we can't do it before then. Right.
Yeah, you mentioned, right, a lot of the studios have kind of pulled out of San Diego Comic-Con, but Amazon has not.
No.
They're going to still be there. And they're still doing something about the Wheel of Time. We don't know what, but we don't know who. But Amazon did not pull out of the San Diego Comic-Con, so we will be getting something there from them. So, I mean, that's good for us, not good for, I guess, SAG. But I mean, SAG hasn't—they haven't gone on strike yet. So
no, it's just a possibility. They're still negotiating. In our chat right now, Jen Sadai said that she's in both SAG and the Writers Guild of America. So every studio is trying to record voice actors, do press junkets, etc., before the possible SAG strike. Yeah, I mean, there's one thing. It's one thing, and it's an annoying thing if the writers and showrunners of your show are not allowed to promote their properties. You can kind of get around that if you need to. But if like the star power in front of the camera is not there to do interviews or do anything else, that really kind of puts a hamper on things. And I do think that Amazon is very invested. I know that some fans of the show feel that they wish that Amazon put the Rings of Power push behind the Wheel of Time. But I think that Amazon's really invested in the show, and I think they don't want something else to kind of negatively impact it. And if they can get all this out of the way now and get like stuff recorded and get stuff whatever, then they can kind of use that. If they can't, if something bad happens, bad, whatever, if they can't have actors there at San Diego Comic-Con, they can show interviews that were previously recorded and like use that as something to spin off and discuss.
Yeah, they could do a video package and then have producers there, which might be what happens. That could be the trailer release as well, right? Because that's July. It's around July 20th, isn't it? Isn't it somewhere in that area? I feel like it's right after WatCon, I believe. Yeah, I mean, and if they don't have actors or, Rafe or anybody to promote the show, that's the perfect time to release a trailer. That's the perfect time for marketing to do their thing, release trailer, things like that. So, interact with the fans on social media. Just saying, it's an opportunity. But like we said, the actors have not gone on strike yet. I shouldn't say yet. It's not necessarily going to happen. But keep your fingers crossed that they come to an equitable deal and that doesn't delay anything else, because we want our damn Wheel of Time.
Yes.
But we're getting our, I think regardless of that, we're still getting our season 2 release.
Yeah. It doesn't impact anything like that. I mean, what this is impacting is, they're in the middle of production for season 3. So already that impacts like rewrites and things of that nature. And if the actors go on strike or any of the actors go on strike, especially the principals, I don't know the affiliation of every actor, but I would imagine that Rosamund Pike and Daniel Henney are in the Screen Actors Guild. If they're like, well, I'm not going to be doing the show until this is over, that would put an impact on production.
Yeah, for sure. I think we know Daniel Henney is. I'm not sure if Rosamund is, but
I would imagine. So she's been in many American film productions.
That's true. Yeah. So what is our topic? We don't have one. People in chat, this is where we're gonna ask you to ask us questions or throw us out some things you want us to talk about. Otherwise, I'm just gonna be quiet until somebody gives us something to talk about to make it uncomfortable.
Shout it out. Just sit here. Okay. This is great.
like a staring contest with chat.
Okay, good. A question.
Oh, Wolfbrow, thank you. Whew. I was starting to sweat here. All right, Wolfbrow asks, will there be an adaptation of New Spring? So I think we have an answer for this, right? Wasn't this a question that was asked to Rafe like years ago or like early on before maybe even filming started? I don't have the official answer like or the quote or anything anywhere, but I believe Rafe said that they were going to be using parts of New Spring and sprinkling them in like that into the series. So we might get some, you know, little bits and pieces and clips, maybe some cold opens. Maybe we get a cold open with a scene from New Spring. It seems very possible that we might get something in season two since we've got that Moraine Land storyline that doesn't exist in the books, or at least we don't know it exists in the books, that they could draw on some New Spring stuff there. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I feel like we already got some New Spring stuff just between like their relationship, Swan and Moraine's relationship. We got like Kareni, who's like a character from New Spring, and... So just like that kind of backstory of like nothing specific from New Spring, but just like them being together and their relationship, I think we could definitely say is from New Spring. And I definitely think we're going to get Moraine family stuff. I think we can pretty much say 100% that we're getting Moraine family stuff in season two when she's back in Kyrian.
Oh, yeah, because so, we have her older sister cast. Did we talk about Lindsay Duncan?
No.
Oh my God, we forgot a piece of news to talk about. Oh my Lord. This is how busy the week's been that we didn't even know about that. Watch series kind of snuck this in there. Yeah, let's talk about this really quick because somebody also asked a question about how we think Moraine's older sister's gonna play into this. So let me pull up the article. So Watch series reported that Lindsay Duncan will be appearing in season two of The Wheel of Time, and she's going to be playing Anvir. So you might be like, who's Anvir? Full name Anvir Damodred is one of Moraine's older sisters who, quote, cared for nothing but hawking and horses and had a terrible temper. So there we go. We have Moraine's older sister. This clearly is going to play into that backstory, or at least those scenes we're going to get with Moraine. How do you think, Tom, this plays into season two with Moraine's older sister? What kind of interactions are we going to get with that?
So I think you're going to see a few things here. One, I think you're going to see the truth behind Moraine's fallen house statement in season one. I think you're probably going to get some bitterness and recrimination from the sister that Moraine abandoned their family and abandoned her obligations to Kyrian for the tower. And there's going to be some little bit of like dramatic play in that. You're also going to see, I think, Moraine and her relationship with her sister is going to be kind of part of the Dyes Damar of Kyrian is going to be shown, and like how everyone there is just manipulating all the time and all the rest of that stuff. And they'll give you kind of insight into how Moraine's wired like that too. And she just basically tries to channel it towards good causes. So I think that's the basic thing, but I think it gives her, you know, some sort of dramatic foil to play off of to get, you know, insight into her character beyond this quest.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if it's just going to be like a one episode thing for her sister. I'm trying to think of how long I think they're going to spend on that Moraine Kyrian storyline, and like how, like at what point does she meet back up with Rand? Is it like all the way at the end of the season? Is she? I don't know. There's just like I feel like it's a lot of episodes to fill for her. I think like maybe she won't be in one episode.
Sneeze. Maybe we'll get an episode or like a part of an episode like 8 where, you know, they just cut to land for a second. And he looks at the Towers of Malkir and then that's it. That'll be her. That'll be entire.
No, I mean, she really wasn't very much in episode 3. She was just like laying there. She was in it, but yeah. She was unconscious.
Yeah, she was unconscious.
So there could be an episode without her. If we needed it, like if we wanted to focus on the other stories more.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to put her in Kyrian, obviously, we've got Barthanas, right? Her cousin.
Right.
Right, or uncle. Sorry, is Barthanas her uncle or cousin? I can never remember.
I think it's her cousin. I thought cousin, but I'm not sure.
But I don't know if he's her uncle. I mean, he looks to be, Will Tudor's much younger than her. But, you know, with these royal noble lines, you know, your cousin could be 10 years or 15 years younger than you. And your husband as well.
Like, I'm wondering if Rand is going to go with her to, like, are they going to do, like, Barthanas' manor? Or is Barthanas going to just be, like, a one-off throwaway and,
like... Well, if he's...
Yeah.
If there's no horn involved, right? Rand's not involved in any hunt for the horn. Why would he go to... Well, I guess the reason to go to Barthanas' manor would be Moraine, right?
Yeah.
Moraine would go to Barthanas' manor. Meet her sister. I don't know.
Maybe
I guess
her sister is the one who hits on Rand at the manor.
Oh, instead of Brienne Tarrowin?
Yeah.
So what about this, right? I feel like if we're going to Kyrianne and we're going to get involved into some of Moraine's family history, we're probably going to get some information about Laemon, right? King Laemon and the Isle War and how all that went down.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't go into real detail about it, it's just like give you a little bit about it. And we'll probably get information about the leadings up to Moraine going to the White Tower and how maybe we'll even get the seat. We'll even hear about, and this is a good way to bring in Laemon is right. When Laemon was killed, right. Wasn't the Aes Sedai like possibly thinking about putting Moraine on the throne of Kyrianne?
Yes.
And that's partially why the reason why she left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they could go into that as well. I think there's a lot you could do with it.
Yeah. Also the Laemon story, the Aiel could also like tell part of that in a different scene, you know?
Yeah. You could have it come up in multiple scenes from multiple different sources. From different sides of the fight too, right? You get the you'll get the Aiel storming the dragon wall and hundreds of thousands of Aiel attacking, and then you get the Aiel side of it. It's like, no, that was just a raid to kill.
And they just turn around and leave. We're done here.
That was only like what, four clans?
Not even
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's not even half of the Isle forces. All right, I want to move on to another question. Let's see. Will season two have Elida and Swan seen at the end or in season three? Oh, okay. So will there be an Elida or Swan scene at the end of season two or in season three? Anyone have thoughts on that?
I think it's season three now. Mm-hmm.
And now that we know Natasha isn't playing Elida and... with the Rafe quote about who he wants to see in the future or who he's excited to see and him saying Elida, I'm all in for Elida season three.
I think also that's too early to put it in the show. There's a lot going on. And when they're basically combining two books already and there's going to be a lot of stuff crammed into it. So I think the pacing should feel much better. I just hope it's not too rushed. So like episode one.
Yeah, I think you can't. I just reread The Shadow Rising, and I don't think you can do the Tower Coup storyline appropriately if everyone doesn't know that the Dragon Reborn is there. Like, that has to be a public event, and then people have to find out that she probably knew about him before he declared. And, like, that's the main thing. And so I don't think you can do it. Either you do it before the end of this season, right? And with that, I don't think you're going to cast somebody who's going to be a main character on your show to have like a cameo post-credits tease, which is what I originally thought that they might do, something like that. They might end the season with like her being woken up. But I don't think you do. I think you spend this season with her making more desperate decisions. If she sends the daughter heir of Andor out of the tower to help Black Aja, and that gets discovered as well, that gives a little bit more meat to the bones of...
Well, she doesn't send her out, though, right? Elaine just kind of tags along.
I know. But
the first time, right? Then the second time, I think she does actually send her.
In for a penny, in for a pound. But, like, I think you could add that in, especially and use that Elida has the relationship to Andor piece of it. We've theorized possibly that that's how Elida gets involved, is nobody knows where Elaine is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she gets sent to go find out, and that leads to...
Right. No.
Yeah, I was hoping that we get Elida this season, but it doesn't seem like we're going to get her. It would have been nice to do a little bit more of the setup for the Tower Coup. So
I think now that I mean, we have Leandrin. We have a lot of other villains. So maybe Elida would just be like too, it's like too much, another
well, she, I don't evil, know if she would be much of a villain in
a
this
foil,
season,
a foil, though, like yeah. for Swan. So maybe it's like, once we get rid of Leandrin out of the tower, then you bring Elida in.
Yeah, you know that makes sense. Another red. We bring in another red to dislike.
Yeah.
Although I'm still on the Leandrin will be Alviarin on this show.
Oh, you think that's
you know what's funny? Kate Fleetwood kind of reminds me a little bit of Alviarin. Like, I thought she would play a great Alviarin, so.
Yeah, I think she's just too, she's too good to just become, like, some person who'll be, like, on an episode a season for the, you know, for the next seasons or whatever it is.
But how could they not know? You know what I mean? How
they
could
they go back?
To, the people, like,
and you don't even have to have that. You don't even have to have the girls know that she betrays them. She can lead them through. The Shanshan are there.
Part of the ambush. Like she's ambushed
or she just
as well.
Disappears.
And she runs one way and goes back. And like you can see, the audience can see that she's in on it. Right?
Yeah.
Like after they're captured, you can see her having a conversation with Soroth or whatever. And you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then, but they don't know. And they think that she's just captured or she got away or whatever. And so that you, the audience, know something that none of the characters do, I think is a cool thing for a show to play with. And again, I love Alviarin. She's like, she's one of my favorite Aes Sedai in the books, honestly.
I just want to smack her.
I know. She's very bad. And I'm not saying
she's a snotty little bitch.
But I think she's terrific as a character. But you've got to save somewhere. And you've already got this great villain that you've built on the show. Mm.
So then, I don't know why I'm starting to go down this rabbit hole, but I have to do it. So if Leandrin's still not known to be Black Aja and she's doing the Alviarin role, that means she's going to go back to the tower. So do Elaine and Nynaeve still go to Tanchico to hunt Black Aja? It's just different ones. And I mean, that's easy to do. You can just make other ones.
Yeah, I think you do something where... You do something where that's what their plan is. And as they're going to try and execute that, Leandrin's like, I was given orders to do this as well. Let's go. And then, oops, secretly, I am one.
It makes sense, too, for her to be Elida's keeper as in, like, another red.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, Jen.
But I still, like... I'm talking on the side in chat about how I actually think that she's going to be Galena, not Alviarin. But
oh wow,
like, merge her with Galena.
You can merge a bunch of red, black Aja sisters. There's a lot of them.
But I guess I could go either way.
So we got another question in here from Zul. What characters are you each looking forward to seeing the most in season 2?
Mm.
That's a good question. I think. Trying to remember, I feel like we talked about this once before, and I think I might have said Donal, just because it's a new Matt, it's a new Matt, and I'm kind of interested to see him playing the Matt role, like because we got to see that clip at New York Comic Con, and he looked really good, and he did really well in that one little clip that we saw, and I felt he was more Matt from the books than Barney was. Even though I really liked Barney, and Barney was great, I just felt like Donald was more... He reminded me more of Book Matt and more of my headcanon of Matt. So I'm going to say Matt and Donald specifically playing Matt.
Am I only allowed to pick one?
Yeah, just one.
Oh. Elaine.
Mmm.
If I'm only allowed one. Mm. But I have a bunch more that I'm excited to see also.
I'm going to say... I'm going to just be different, I guess. I'm going to say Turok, because I want to see how he sword fights with his fingernails.
Yes, I told you it's going to happen. Those fingernails are going to get cut off really early on in the fight.
Yeah, I want Rand to like curb stomp them, you know?
You want him to stomp them? I think we're going to get more of like a sword, you know, cutting them off.
No, I want him to break the nails as a symbol of like breaking his and disrespecting his power. Position.
Just like channel them off?
No, I really want a thing where like, you know, whatever, their swords are on the ground and they're battling and Rand just snap. The gear's like, ooh.
Oh, I missed a question.
The audacity.
The temerity. Yes.
The question from Jen Sedai. Does Maddie wearing green on day one of the press junket mean we'll see her playing an Aes Sedai of the Green Aja in season 3? That's a good one. Now, I have to ask a follow-up question. Do you mean like Egwene will be playing an Aes Sedai of the Green Aja, meaning she's pretending to be a Green Aes Sedai, or will she actually be one? I'm assuming you mean, will she be pretending to be an Aes Sedai of the Green Aja? And I will say yes, although I still don't know how they're getting around the whole ring thing. And if she doesn't take the unaccepted test, she won't even have a ring. So I don't know. I feel like they really painted themselves into a corner with this ring that they designed.
They're going to handle it. Don't worry.
I know, but why even? Whatever.
EL don't even know about the rings. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
I think there was a very like particular, deliberate, I'm going to take all of these extra rings in season one,
she pocketed one?
I just feel like there's so much attention given to them. There are ways, I think that was deliberate on the show's part, and they must be realizing this is something they're going to have to deal with. And two, there is just like, well, I didn't give them all back. Just in case I flunked out, I wanted to keep one as a memento, whatever it is.
What if...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. What if she uses her earth channeling ability to like pull like gems from the ground and then put them in there?
No.
Why not?
That's terrible.
No, it's not. Put it in. Lock it in.
Right. Or she could take a ring from a sister that's... that's captured by the Shanshan, or...
Now she's stealing rings, Aes Sedai rings.
Look, one lie only begets another lie.
I know, right? It's what a lovely web we weave.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I said that right, but...
First we lie. That's not it, but something like that.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
I would say I also agree. I think she chose that dress deliberately.
She mentioned the Green Aja in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the
post.
A lot of the actors have some sense of where their character is going, if not the entire plot line of their characters.
I'm sure that's like one of the early things that like Nynaeve and Madeline Madden asked when they found out that they were gonna become like Aes Sedai, and they're like, oh, they're probably gonna say, oh, what Aja am I gonna be? And Nynaeve probably knew. I mean Nynaeve. Zoe probably already figured it out.
And even Maddie, you said.
Zoe probably figured it out. And I don't know, maybe Madeline figured it out too. I don't know.
Well, I won't spoil the entire book series. Forget it.
Rar's asking a very disappointing question. Oh. Do we agree with Geekieri's thoughts about what origins? And I think that thought is that we're never going to get those scenes.
Yes.
Or those episodes.
I disagree.
I don't understand if we didn't get them. I mean, we just gave you one, so.
But now we're going to get the other one.
We'll find it.
Well, maybe next week.
We'll find it.
I have top people working on it. Top people.
Top.
Oh, man.
All right, looking through here. Mandar. Welcome back, Mandar. We miss you, man.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Are they merging Plot and Gowan?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think you can.
No.
They're two totally different characters in the sense that they don't even do anything remotely similar. Except be Elaine's brother. Yeah, fight Matt. That's it. After that, though, they just go their different ways. I mean, I don't know how they do that. Your thoughts?
I don't think they're being merged. I think that they both... I don't know. I think Galad plays a more important role plot-wise and probably like theme-wise than Gowan does. And so I think that if you had anybody in the show, you would have to have Galad, and they were pretty sure they have Gowan. So I think they're going to have both of them.
I have a question that I just thought of. Since we're getting Moraine's family backstory... Do you think it will be more in the forefront that, like, Galad is related to Moraine? Isn't Galad
Yeah, he is related to her. So, she's technically his aunt or something like that.
So you think that will be like more spoken about?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to go into the whole, that whole lineage and if you have the whole thing where Lan is concerned that he's related to Elaine, I mean, that doesn't have to be in the show at all.
No, but that's the other side of the family. I'm talking about Moraine being related.
Well, no.
Galad.
No, what I'm saying is that's all, they're all Damodreds, though, is what I'm saying.
Moraine and Galad are Damodreds, but Rand
You're saying Elaine's, it's the Elaine's other side of her family you're talking about. Yeah.
That's the Morghese. No, it's not. Wait, hold on.
Yeah. It's on the other side.
It's the same side. I get confused because of the fact that they have different last names. And I always think it's like the mom, but it's because of Morghese being the queen that they took her last name. I always think like Morghese is the Morghese is Galad's mom instead of like
no
dad being, I forget his first name. What's their dad's first name? Tarangale. It just came back to me. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
Tarangale married like not even into the Khan family.
Right.
Okay. He was one of Elaine's uncles. Moraine's uncles.
Yeah, and that like Morghese came like out of nowhere and was like no relation. That also like.
Yes.
Confuses me because I always think she was like related to Tigraine or something. She wasn't at all.
Mayhem asks, who the F is Haley Mills playing? We all have, okay, so Jen and I both had Delius or Van Dien or both, mm-hmm. or Tom had Flashback Grandma.
Flashback Grandma.
Oh, that's a band name, right? Flashback Grandma.
Band name, yeah. Right? I think I said she was Moraine's. I think she was going to be like Moraine's.
She could be now. Hanging a lot of Damodreds.
I don't know if I want to change my pick.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I have no idea who she's going to be playing.
But like, if she goes to Adelaus and Van Dien, that would be before Kyrian? Because I feel like she has to go from Kyrian with meet up with Rand at Kyrian and then go from there to Falm. She's not going to take Rand with her to see Adelaus and Van Dien, if she even does that. You know?
No, like
maybe she'll go
beforehand.
There first, and then Adelaus and Van Dien are like, oh, you have to go back and face your family or something. I don't know why that would work.
Yeah, we don't even know the reason why Moraine goes to Kyrian.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have no idea why she's even going to Kyrian. Maybe like she has a secret.
It's like an emotional block that she has to like clear herself.
No, don't do this.
It's not a shield of the power. She has to face her family and get over her past, and then she can channel again. They're changing.
I hope they don't do that because
I heard
stupid.
They're changing it.
Don't do that. I feel like you come up with these ideas just to make me angry, Jeff.
I do. Well, I don't come up with them, but then I see that you're getting angry, so I keep going.
I love it. Thank you, Jeff. That's why I love you. All right, we've got. Ooh, this is a spoiler one. Spoiler alert for book five. If you haven't read all of book five and you're... But, I mean, we spoil shit all the time. I don't know why I'm giving so much of a big spoiler alert. But
There are people who joined today, our Discord, who have not finished the books yet.
Okay, well, if you haven't gotten past book five, haven't finished The Fires of Heaven, I'm about to spoil something big from the end of that book. So, earmuffs. Wolfbro asks, how will the show handle Moraine being out of the story for a long time, for the latter part of the story? Will they cut out that part and not have her be gone at all?
Oh, boy. That's a big change.
Do we cut back to her in Finland?
No.
Every season?
I think she should go.
Just like them feasting on her. Oh, yeah, she's still in there.
I think with the accelerated timeline of things, right? And how you do it. If she goes away in the middle of season four, you can reveal.
What if she goes at the end of season three?
It's not.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No. Stop it.
It's not going to happen. I just reread that book. And my original thought was that, okay, the season three, they're going to put the first half of book five's Aiel storylines in season three and like end it with like
the Shai fighting the Shai
and like,
or whatever.
There's too much stuff I think that they need to do, not necessarily with the Aiel storyline really, but with the other stuff that happens in that book, that I think that they're not going to get that far ahead. I do think that is a great episode for. I'm of two minds about it. Of this, I think that either you bring her back earlier, and that may include like a reveal before she comes back that she is capable of coming back. I don't know. I'm trying to be a little vague here, but like, or she doesn't come back
at all.
At all.
No, she's coming back.
I don't think that you get Rosamund to go, all right, I'll see you in 6 years.
I actually do. Rosamund would do this for sure. Like, she seems really invested in it and seems really into the story, so much so that I could. And she's a producer and she can remain a producer.
And if they could, like, hide the fact that she came back for people who don't know.
I
hope nobody let go of their earmuffs yet. You know what I mean? Like, hide her on set and then she just, like, appears in the episode. Like, how awesome would that be?
I mean, a big tell would be if she, right, that happens or, you know, she's gone.
Well, she can't appear. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what
and
I mean?
And she's still living
appear.
In Prague.
There's a letter. Yeah.
Right. Still living in Prague. Yeah. Like, because right, she moved to Prague because of the show. I mean, I'm sure she still has a house in England.
I mean, I'm thinking about, like, Game of Thrones, like Sean Bean. I mean,
he didn't come back.
But he let the cast... He was like the big star of that show, you know, like nobody knew who anybody else was. Other people were known actors, but not like really well known. And then he left and it was like, okay, now you guys have to carry it on your own for the rest of it. And she'll come back at the end.
Like, yeah, but I mean, okay, she's going to be in season 3, right? So she's got a few more this season, next season. And I think she'll probably be in season 4 as well before she goes. And you could bring her back. Season 7?
If it's last an 8 season show? Whatever the last season is when you bring her back.
Beginning of season 8.
No, I think you bring her back at the end of season 7.
Season 7 ends with the reading of that letter.
What
about that? Season 7 ends with them finding the letter, reading it, and then...
No, season 7 is would be the
season
rescue.
Season 7 ends with Matt rescuing.
You think?
Yeah, yes.
The end of season 7?
If it's 8 seasons, the whole series.
That's
the way Towers of Midnight ends.
Okay, I think season 7 is books... It's got to be books 11 and 12.
That's
you're
a lot.
Have
because
all that stuff.
The Brandon books, stuff happens in the Brandon books. It's like super sped up. Like,
I know, but you're not
everything.
You're not going to.
I think they just cut like books like 8 to like 9 out or 10 out, and they just cut those books out.
I think 7 to 10 is going to be so radically condensed. You're going to be cutting out huge swaths of storyline there.
They're going to combine like 4 of those books into one season of TV because they're just going to cut out storylines because you don't need them.
You're going to get season 4, I think, is going to end with Dumas Wells.
Dumas Wells, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you've got 4 seasons to do books 7 through 14.
You know what season 5 is going to end with? I'm going to tell you right now. The cleansing of the taint.
Oh. I don't...
Yes. It's going to go maybe. Dumas Wells, then the cleansing of the taint. That's what the next season's going to end.
Maybe, and then you have season 6 is Knife of Dreams and the beginnings of...
Parts like, of Crossroads of Twilight.
Well, most of Crossroads of Twilight happens at the same time as the taint. It's not going to... Most
that's
or like right after.
The well, that all, that's like the middle of the book, right?
Yeah, like the first half of it.
Yeah.
So you do the back half of Crossroads of Twilight, Knife of Dreams for season 7.
Yeah.
And maybe the beginnings of the Gathering Storm.
I mean, the end of The Gathering Storm is an amazing ending as well.
End of Gathering Storm is the end of season 7, along with the rescue of... Like, that all happens at the same time. There's not going to be these storylines and those storylines. All of that stuff is season 7.
That's going to be an action-packed season, so...
Hope we get there.
We will.
We'll get.
I want to go on to the next question, because we've still got a lot of questions in here. Tatara asked, discussion question. Will season 2 have dialogues about Seanchan omens? Also, will they delve into hierarchy structures of the Seanchan with flashbacks to royalty, a.k.a. the Empress? May she live forever. I added that last
time. I don't think that we'll see her, but I think they talk about her.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we're going to see the Empress. There's no point because the Empress dies anyway, like shortly into the books. Yeah. There's no reason to meet the Empress.
I don't, or even like Tuon. No, I don't think we'll meet anybody.
No, I don't think we're going to meet Tuon yet either.
I think we'll have to get a little bit of the hierarchy, but based on like I don't know, like the fingernails, the hair shaving, like it's just yeah, the Damani and the Soldam. Like they're going to have to explain like some of that a little bit.
I definitely think so too.
We're going to get part of that.
I agree. I think we'll get something. I don't know about the omens. I'm not sure about that. We might. It'd be a fun thing to put in there. It'd be a good plot device for people to do things. Like, why are you doing this? There was an omen. Mm-hmm. A bird farted on my father. That's an omen.
Oh, we all know that one.
Yes, we all know that one. It means you're going to, I don't know, dinner's going to be cold. So we got Stan asked, do you think Zelia Mendez-Jones will be playing Rena?
I heard that online this week. I don't know. Who did we say?
We have, I have Zelia as Mogedion. Jen, you had Bane and Shead, and Tom had Shead. So you both were knocked out of the running.
Wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
By the way, we never updated our list for the Natasha O'Keefe. So I went back and looked at my list, and I actually wound up putting her as Lanfear.
So maybe the fourth time I said it, I convinced you. I don't know.
So I actually was right in the end. Just to point that out there. I always have to stop. I still think Zelia could be Mogedion. I remember, I think it was wherever it was, Variety or Deadline, where they had an article about Zelia being in the show. They mentioned that they were going to be a recurring character. So it sounded like they were going to be in multiple seasons. So I think...
Like Rena's probably recurring like in the season.
Rena's just going to be... Oh, yeah. When they say recurring episode, I think they mean,
does that mean multiple seasons?
Right? I think that typically means multiple seasons, right?
It doesn't mean like one episode, maybe. I don't know. Recurring episodes.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Jen
Sadai
in chat just said more than one episode.
Yeah, that just means more than one episode.
So she's definitely in at least two, if, you know.
Yeah, if she's playing Rena, if they're playing Rena, sorry. Yeah. I like Mogedion. I'm sticking with it.
Right.
I have no vibe.
Mayhem is asking, who of the Emmonsfield Five will be the biggest star by the end of season three? End of season three. Not end of season two. End of season three.
Oh, boy. End of season three.
I think maybe Yosha.
Yosha.
Yeah, me too.
I want to say Maddie or Yosha, but I think Yosha.
Yosha seems to be a rising star.
Yeah.
His trajectory is just at the right angle, I think.
He's playing the villain in that race car video game, race car movie.
I don't know. Is he a big part in that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I couldn't really
tell. He's got a decent sized part in it.
Yeah.
He does.
You all agree on that one.
I think Maddie too. I think those are probably your two best bets to be in other, like be in films or other television shows that a lot of people are going to see.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good actors in that Gran Turismo movie. That's going to probably do well, I think.
Yeah. It's probably going to... I mean, if it's... this is kind of a stupid thing to say, but if it's a good movie, I'm sure it'll do well.
Yeah.
But that's not a really... I didn't really say much there.
Maddie's the only one I... pretty much one of the only people other than, like, Rosamund, who I saw in a movie before Wheel of Time. Just Dora the Explorer.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I had seen some of the other, I feel like I saw some of the other actors and stuff, but I can't remember. I can't think about that right now. We've got a question.
Like Katie Leung.
Yes, we saw Katie Leung in Harry Potter.
Better.
Yasika in this. I don't know who that's going to be. And we got another question. Will season two have some early explanation about the finale of season one and Egwene miraculously reviving Nynaeve from quote unquote death? We've argued about this on the show already. I think when we were talking about the beginning of season two, how it's going to begin. Mm-hmm. And I think, Tom, you're like, no, they're just going to jump right into season two. And Jen and I, or at least I remember myself, really insistent that they have to clear up some of the confusing things that happened at the end of season one. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to talk about that.
No, like, I don't. You're right. I think that's just
a whatever that happened. And maybe later in the show, they'll discuss linking and you'll learn more about it at that point. But Loyal's the number one thing that I need to know how he lived. He got the death twist, that extra twist, just killing me. I don't know why they did that. I have to know how he lived.
He's very
and don't just put him in a hospital wing and he's like, oh yeah, really strong. No, shut up. He was dead. And I want to know what happened.
The doctor comes in, like, yeah, from the eclipse.
There's curtains around his bed. No, leave him. He's resting.
He actually, the Ogier have four livers, so he's fine.
He's a cow. You just
see like his feet hanging out because he's so
big.
Yeah,
right. I was thinking the same thing. His feet are hanging off the bed.
That's like a thing in the books, though, right? He's like Ogier beds.
But he gets the one place with the Ogier bed, and that's when he fights. When Perrin has a fight with the White Cloaks, and they have to leave, they can't sleep in it.
I agree. We need to find out, even if it's just a throwaway line. But yeah, I feel like we need some closure with season one.
I do think that you're going to get explanation, not necessarily for like, well, you see, you get this burned when you're almost burnt out, but only this burned. But I do think you're going to get us in the tower when they're being trained. You will go, if you do not link properly, these are the bad things that can happen to you. And one of them is, like, you draw too much of the power. You can do these incredible things, but, like, you will die. And you may kill other people in the process. There you go. Hey, never do that again. Right? Yeah. And then they learn the right way instead of the way that Amelisa does, and that's the way that they get taught how to link. And so they can't do that anymore. And I think that's, you're going to leave it at that. And I don't think they're going to go into like the levels of, well, her eyes were still there. She's only mostly dead, slightly alive.
Pretend that part of it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Everything was good.
We're getting a correction from Zul. Tarangale is Moraine's half brother.
Thank you.
He's her brother?
Yeah, half brother. Well, think about it. Morghese is about the same age as Moraine.
So yeah, I didn't think they were related that closely. I thought they were like cousins or something.
I thought of uncle for some reason. He was her uncle, but Lemon's her uncle for sure.
So that has to come up then if she's seeing her sister, like our
Tarangale. You think we're going to get some Tarangale background too? Like that he was Elaine's
brother was Elaine's father and like by the guy we met in season one.
Someone's going to have to, like...
The guy in the two best episodes of season one.
Nobody really...
Just a gleeman. Random
knows
gleeman.
That.
I know.
They're just going to have to pull out an infograph in the show just to explain everything. Who slept with who?
Yeah, I don't...
How many very, very, very high-ranking nobles did Tom Marilyn murder?
A lot.
Let's see. We got anything else in here? Okay, here we go. Got a question here from Hedsky. Do you think the show will have the Moraine-Tom relationship? And if not, could Tom be a good disguise for Asmodian to get close to Rand since the viewer is unsure if Tom is still alive?
Ooh, wow.
I've never heard this one before, so I like
that there'll be a Moraine-Tom relationship.
You do?
I don't.
Okay.
And how would Asmodian know to be Tom?
What?
Like, how would Asmodian know to, like, look like
you
Tom?
You met a Gleeman once.
Oh, so you say, like, Tom is actually dead, and then Asmodian pretends to be Tom.
No, even if he's not dead, but he just, like, looks like him to pretend to get close to Rand and, like, trick Rand into thinking that he's Tom because he knows that Rand trusts Tom, but, like, how does he know that? That's, like, a lot.
They have dark friends everywhere. I would say that he learned it from Pad and Fane or, you know, whatever, but the Two Rivers.
That Fade? That
He wasn't Tom? There for... Yeah, he wasn't there in the Two Rivers, so...
No, the Fade. The Fade went back and, like, told everybody.
If you were
Fade
gonna...
was also a talented sketch artist.
Or that Fade is dead, right? Did that Fade die or do you think he got away?
I don't know.
Did Tom kill that Fade? Fade was a talented
I think the show will probably make Tom have killed the Fade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to make him cooler because he isn't around as much.
If you wanted to make Asmodian Tom, I think you would have to then just say that Tom's dead. Asmodian pretends to be Tom, even though Tom's dead.
I don't think we need that because he doesn't need to.
Yeah, I feel like we're just trying to come up with our own cool ideas and change the story for change's sake.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know about that. Really, I can't see there being a relationship between Tom and Moraine while Swan's still around. But I mean, there's not really much of a relationship between Tom and Maureen in the books while Swan's, you know, so.
Yeah, well, I mean.
When yes. are they ever going to come into contact with each other at all?
I don't know.
That's what I don't even.
Never.
Never. And maybe in the Stone of, no, he's not even in season two, so no.
If he's in season three, that's going to be right. interesting. Like, what is he going to be doing in season three?
He's since just everybody meet up with else them is in the waste. Tantico.
Or is he going to, yeah, that's, yeah, I guess that's what happens.
And he's going to be like, oh, Elaine, you're Morghese's daughter. I'll just stay with you.
I know you.
Yeah, it's you're really my daughter. Odd.
No. Nynaeve never met him.
How do you get right. him?
But he could say he knew
Brandon Matt.
How would that even come up? I don't know. Whatever.
I'm sure their names would come up. Someone, yeah. Nynaeve would be cursing, or Elaine would be cursing Rand or something like that. And they'd be like, Rand? Are
well,
you
maybe
boy?
He just knows that Rand is like the Dragon Reborn because, like, everybody knows now that Rand, like, declared himself as a Dragon Reborn. You know, maybe it's because there was, like, the news that spread of the fight and everything. So maybe everybody kind of knows that. And he's a Gleeman.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I got a good question here I want to ask. This one's fun. From Mayhem. Is one of the announced roles actually a Forsaken in Disguise, a.k.a. Yessica as Mogedion?
Well,
so somebody that's thinks, announced right? or that we know we have a name for.
Else yeah. Treehill, right? You think is...
Maybe. I don't think that the people are like Yasika's Mogedion, but I think that everybody's a real person that exists, but I think that like a Forsaken could be pretending to be somebody.
So we'll get like, both the real person and the Forsaken.
We could, or like, yeah, like, I don't think, like, Mogedion, just for whatever example, Mogedion takes the name Yasika. I think, like, either Yasika's alive and Mogedion showing herself, or whatever, how Lanfear does else, just pretends to be her for, like, a second, or she kills the person and then pretends to be her. But it is a person that did exist. It's not just, like, a fake persona that the Forsaken has taken on. Does mm-hmm. this make any sense, what I'm saying?
It does.
Okay.
It makes sense, but I agree with you.
Whatever maybe it was this, you said. Maybe in season two, but I think that they're going to have Kylie in the waist. Who's just...
Minogue?
What? It's Kylie Minogue, yeah.
That would be a good casting for
that
Kylie.
That's like spot on from the description in the book.
She wears a fat suit.
Yeah, you say Keely. That's why I was like, who's Kylie?
Oh, Keely? Maybe.
Kylie Jenner. I should have went with Kylie Jenner first.
Kylie Jenner could be, what's her name? Ascendra.
Yeah, she could.
There you go.
Anybody that we put out for Lanfear could also play Ascendra or Berylaine.
I don't even remember who we put out. I don't even remember naming anybody for Lanfear, like thinking of other characters.
Oh, when we did our dream castings. I like Sophia Carson. She could be Ascendra.
Oh, wow. When did we do that?
A long time ago.
There's been a lot of episodes.
Did we do dreamcasting for Lanfear, though?
I remember putting that name out there, I think, unless I did it in my own head.
That's interesting.
Imagine Kim Kardashian as Berylaine. Oh, my God.
It's a bit old.
That would be so good.
Be so something.
So good.
Yeah, I don't
How
know if I have
How old is Berylaine? Like, her 20s?
Yeah, Berylaine, I think she's supposed to be very young.
Everybody I know is in their 40s.
Everybody's had this problem.
Every actor that I know.
Do you only watch TV and movies with older people in them?
Yeah, I guess. I don't watch like young, I don't know, 30s and 40s. What do I watch? I don't watch like teen shows.
You don't have to watch a teen show. There's, you know, 20-something year old people in regular TV shows and movies and stuff.
Yeah. Sophia Carson from The Descendants.
I don't know if I watch anything that has 20-something year old people in it.
Like kids shows. That's the only thing I watch that has young people in it. Babysitter's Club. We can get some people out of there.
There you go. Let's get some Babysitter's Club people. Like the new Babysitter's Club?
Yeah, yeah. Girl from the first season was in Doctor Strange. She left the Babysitter's Club to be in Doctor Strange. America, was that her name?
Oh, the girl plays America Chavez?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a new Babysitter's Club.
Oh, it's good. There's only two seasons, sure. But I've been watching
like
it on repeat.
15 when she made Doctor Strange.
Well, Babysitter's Club is supposed to be like 12 or 13.
Right, so, my point, like, that's like too young. That's my point. Yeah. I know kids.
Yeah.
And I know people like...
40-year-olds. Some 30s.
You'd be surprised. There's probably people you don't realize that are in their 20s.
So
but I can't think of anybody's name off the top of my head right now. I can barely remember your names. So, should we wrap it up here?
Wait, we
have one more question for Tom specifically.
Oh,
this is from Rao. What characters are most likely utilize hobo signs?
Oh, well, Tom.
Tom, I was
clearly, yeah. I would say that Noel, probably even more so. And then probably some of the Aiel, like the water seekers and things like that. I could see them utilizing some hobo signage to find like where there's potable water. Tinkers, yeah, tinkers, that's a good, although I feel like tinkers.
There are tinker signs.
I don't know, like. The other thing about Tinkers is that like they don't ever plan on going back to where they were to like note like this, but they may have it for other Tinkers that are traveling past. Yeah,
dude. Yeah, they don't have to go like
a loop. They don't make a loop eventually. Like they're not going anywhere.
They're looking for the song wherever the song.
They're looking to not stay still.
They don't stop going, so they must eventually come back to.
Yeah,
unless they're doing like a crazy.
It's a large world.
They're just traveling.
Do they have to resupply though? Do they go into towns and villages for supplies though? Sometimes I'm sure they do. So there could be hobo signs there saying like, "Oh, this store, you know, is friendly to tinkers, or we'll sell, you know, we'll sell."
Yeah, they can't like grow their own food because they don't stay in one spot.
Yeah,
unless they're growing it on like the sides of the
wagons.
There's
probably lots of berries and nuts and things like that.
Sounds great. Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. There you go. Meats.
No meat. You know,
rabbits.
No, they don't eat that, right? Don't they not kill anything? If they find a dead rabbit, can they eat that?
Maybe the dogs kill the rabbits. The dogs kill the rabbits for them.
No, I don't think that they can do that. They don't murder anything alive.
Yeah. That makes things even more difficult. So yeah, they're just foragers. They have to go to towns and villages.
Yeah, they have to get like vegetables. But I think they say that people don't really like them very much. So it's probably
that's
not
why
easy.
They need the hobo signs so they know where to go. That's
right,
safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, there you have it. We could talk for hours.
Heard it here first.
Tinkers will have hobo signs. All right, let's wrap it up here. Jen, do we have any new patrons to thank?
We do. Joining the Dreamwalkers, we have Space Cat Debt. Space Cat Debt. So thank you very much for joining us, and to all our oldie patrons.
Stop it. You gotta come up with something better than
wise,
that.
It's a term of endearment.
Patrons.
Our term of endearment. We love you.
Elder patrons. How about elder patrons?
Yeah, elder statesman patrons.
Senior patrons, maybe.
Yes. Okay, there you go. Thank you for your unwavering support.
Maybe we should put a poll out and see what they want us to call them.
Okay, sure.
Want to remind everyone to follow us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Join us over in Discord to continue the conversation there. We also post our episodes on YouTube, so go check out our YouTube page to like and subscribe. Rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. That reminds me, Jen, we learned today or yesterday that apparently people can leave us comments or feedback on Audible. So we have to find a way to get into Audible and find out what kind of comments people are leaving about us. So. That's
we'll just have to download it, I guess, right?
That's homework.
Do you have to pay for you do?
Yeah.
So you have to look up our podcast and see if you can get any
of
the...
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh my God, he's doing it right now.
But go rate and review us wherever you can and let us know because we don't know where you're reviewing us. We just check Apple podcasts, so that seems to be like the place to be for podcast reviews. And also, I want to remind everyone, check out our merchandise and Patreon pages to support us that one. We got some real sweet merch. You can get shirts, mugs, cups, glasses, all kinds of stuff there. Check that out. Links to all the aforementioned information are included in the show notes to this episode. Any last thoughts or words or sounds, Jen?
Happy 4th of July to all our American listeners out there.
Happy birthday, America.
Yes. Sorry to all our British listeners.
Happy Canada Day,
too. Sorry to the Brits.
Tomorrow's Canada Day.
Oh, happy Canada Day.
Yeah.
There you go. Why is it around the same time? Is it like...
Just coincidence.
Just happened like that?
It's just coincidence.
All right.
Canada beat us to it.
God damn it, Canada.
Tom, any last words?
No.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and you'll hear us next time.